today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is Consider His Word. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. Join Pastor Harlan Payne as he opens the Bible and helps us consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Psalm 147:7 says, "Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praise upon the harp unto our God." Happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to Consider His Word. We hope you enjoy our program today. Thanksgiving is upon us, and I'm not sure if you'll hear this program before Thanksgiving, but it'll be around the Thanksgiving holiday. A great time to take a few moments and just give thanks to the Lord. When I think about Thanksgiving, there are two things that I especially enjoy. I go back and I remember growing up in the Midwest. At Thanksgiving, all of the family would gather together, either up at Wichita or down at Oklahoma City or somewhere like that. My grandfather was the Oklahoma State champion fiddler for a couple of years, and so he would bring his fiddle. Other musicians would come around, and we would always have music in the background. They would be playing all day long. I had some uncles that played too, and sometimes they would come play mandolin, guitar, and banjo, and all of those things would be going on. And they played some of that old-time kind of music. We'd have a great time. All the cousins would be there, and of course, we'd have a great feast at some point. And in fact, I remember especially that my grandfather often would wear overalls. And so would my dad occasionally. And so even today at Thanksgiving, I'll go and dig out my overalls and wear them all day long, just as kind of a tribute to them and remembering my grandfathers and growing up. The other thing I enjoy about Thanksgiving is when we have that service at church or maybe even gathered around the table, when we take those few moments and people share about the things that they've been thankful for. Certainly, our Thanksgiving holiday has a rich tradition and a rich history, but it's relevant for now, and it's good that we take a few moments to thank God and to remember the things that, you know, we could not have gotten ourselves by ourselves. The Bible says that every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning, from James chapter 1. Every good gift we have comes from the Lord, and it's so important that we take a moment. You know, I've seen some Thanksgiving celebrations when people sit around and they thank each other for things that they have done. But I think Thanksgiving is about giving glory to God and thanking God for the things that He has given to us. And I want to give you a great psalm to read at Thanksgiving. And perhaps you don't want to use this psalm around the Thanksgiving table or around your Thanksgiving celebration, whatever it is or wherever it may be. It's from Psalm 100. I'm going to read the whole psalm. If you have a Bible, I would encourage you to go and find your Bible and join me as we read the scripture together. This is from Psalm 100. Many people have memorized it over the years, and I tried it one time and didn't quite make it all. In fact, I may have had it all memorized, but I can't do it now. So Psalm 100, the Bible says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Did you catch that in verse 4? I want to read it again. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Where it says bless his name means to praise him. And you know, there are so many things that we can be thankful for. At our church here on the reservation, often at our Thanksgiving celebration, we'll take time to go around and let people give testimonies of the things they're grateful for in their life. And I always enjoy hearing those. You know, the Bible says that there are a number of things that I think we can be thankful for. I think one of the first ones is life itself. It's right here in this psalm, in Psalm 100, in verse 3, it says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are the creation of God. He gave us life. He gave us life to enjoy." I believe from what the Bible says that everything begins with God. Our whole universe begins with God. You begin with God. And whether or not your parents joke about you being an accident or something like that, we hear stuff like that all the time. But you know, it was in God's mind and it was in God's plan. And God gave you life. And he gave you life to enjoy. He gave you life that you could worship him and have a relationship with him. You know, God, when he made you, wanted to have that relationship with you. He didn't just create you and give you life just so that you could just kind of figure it all out on your own. God has so much for you. And it began with giving you life. But not only that, he gives us eternal life. By receiving Christ as our Savior, the Bible says that we can have everlasting life. There is so much that God gives us in salvation. The forgiveness of sin, freedom from sin, a walk with him, a relationship with him, and ultimately a home in heaven. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's a gift of God." You know, when it comes to our salvation and when it comes to knowing Christ and having heaven as our home, this was not something you could do yourself. You could not save yourself. That's why it was so necessary that God came down and gave us salvation. Romans 6:23, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You see, because of our sin, we were so separated from God that there was no hope. And thank God he gave us salvation. In fact, in giving us salvation, he gave us his son so that we could have that eternal life, so that we could know him and walk with him and talk to him and hear him and know him. God made all that possible. Are you thankful for your salvation? Do you have salvation? Have you received Christ as your Savior? Can you say that you know him? Remember, John said, "These things have I written unto you, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may know that you've believed on the name of the Son of God." Can you say you know him and that you've received him as your Savior? God gave you life. He gave you eternal life. Another thing I think we can be thankful for, that it's not something we can create ourselves. We didn't give ourselves life. We can't give ourselves salvation. God did that for us. But Jesus also said this in John 10. John 10 is one of my favorite chapters. In John 10, Jesus said this in verse 10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." He not only gave us life and gave us eternal life, but he gives us the abundant life. Now, what do I mean with that? You know what I think it is with this? It is this. When we're not saved, when we're without Christ, we cannot find any satisfaction any real joy in life. All of the things where we think we might get joy are temporary. But Jesus promised us the abundant life. That means that now, through Him, you can enjoy life. Your life is full. Now, if you're not in a right relationship with Him, this may not be true. You've got to be right with God, I think, to enjoy the abundant life. I think the abundant life means that you have peace with God, that your life is about giving God glory. You know, when our life is all wrapped up about us, when it's all wrapped up about you, you will never find satisfaction. You cannot please even yourself. But you can please God, and you can serve God and worship God and know God, and He will give you the abundant life. So many people live such a miserable life. They wake up feeling bad on Monday morning from some kind of a wild weekend. They drag themselves off to work where it's boring, where all they have is a job. It's not something they enjoy doing. And they labor through the day just trying to get through. And then Tuesday, maybe they feel a little better. And then Wednesday, we call hump day. And oh, then we live for Friday. We get that paycheck, and then it all starts over again. And there's no joy. There's no happiness. There's no sense of satisfaction in what you do. But you see, when Jesus gives us the abundant life, He fills that need. A number of years ago, we had a lady that was coming to our church, and her husband was not saved. We met them in a store somewhere, and she introduced us, and the husband says, "Oh, it's great to meet you." He said, "Maybe we can go out for drinks sometime." And his wife said, "Uh-huh." And she said, I don't think they do that." And he said, "Oh, well, that's okay." He said, "We can go down here to the club, and we can just go dancing." And she said, "Hun, I don't think they do that either." And he went through a number of things, and finally, in frustration, he said, "Well, what do you do for fun?" And I had to think about that. And then it dawned on me, I don't have to do things to enjoy life, because Jesus gave me the abundant life. He gives us life, eternal life, and abundant life, things we could not give ourselves. And so I hope you're thankful for those things. And we'll be thinking about those things. And you'll take time maybe to read Psalm 100 to your family. And in this Thanksgiving season, truly be thankful to the Lord who has so greatly blessed you and has blessed us. Our time is gone for the day. We're going to be talking about things we cannot lose next week. So join us again when once again we open the Scripture and consider His Word.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.